السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. First of all, I would like to apologize on behalf of the masjid. Actually, after Salatul Isha, we had a janazah, and because of that, there was some delay in starting the lecture. We were supposed to start at 7:30. It is a bit late. Anyway, as it has been advertised, today we are going to begin with a new book, a very famous book known as Riyadu Salihin, which means the Gardens of Righteous. The book is written by famous scholar, Shafi scholar, Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah. Before we begin the book, it is appropriate if we go through quick biography of the author of the book, Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah. His laqab, or his title, was Muhyiddin, and his kunya was Abu Zakariya. And his name was Yahya. His father's name was Sharaf. Muhyiddin Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf al-Nawawi. He was called Nawawi because of his hometown. His hometown was Nawa, one of the towns in Syria. He was, rahimahullah, born in that town, Nawa, and then he moved to Damascus, where he studied, he gained the knowledge, he attended the circles of great scholars, and then he became imam and teacher there. He was born in the year 631 after the Hijrah. And Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, he was born in the family of pious people. Both of his parents were known for their piety and their taqwa. And Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, that's why from very young age, he had love for the religion of Allah Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. He had love for the Quran, for the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why he started memorizing the Quran, like many Salaf, many previous scholars, at the very young age. He memorized the Quran at very young age, and then he traveled with his father, Sharaf al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, to Damascus, where he enrolled in the institution of that time that was known as Darul Hadith. And he stayed there and he gained the knowledge. As for his knowledge, when it came to seeking knowledge, he was very, very serious. And he would attend the circles of many shuyukh and the scholars and the teachers of that time, to the extent that one of his students, known as Alauddin bin Attar, he mentions about him and he says, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah used to attend every single day at least 12 lessons. 12 lessons. And in those lessons, he would go through the tafsir of the Quran, the hadith, the fiqh, the qira'ah, so many different sciences of Islam, and he would attend all those lessons every single day. And then وَكَانَ يَكْتُبُ جَمِيعَ مَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهَذِهِ الدُّرُوسِ, and he would write the notes of his teachers, from his teachers. Whenever he would attend a circle or lesson, he would take the notes, and this is the proper way of gaining knowledge. And this is why we always encourage our brothers and sisters that whenever you attend any circle, any study circle, whenever you attend any class or any lesson or any lecture, it is not beneficial if you just listen and then go. Rather, you should be taking some notes, and this is how you build on your knowledge. This is how you develop yourself. So it is very important to take the notes while attending the class or the lesson or the lecture of anyone. So Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he had this habit of taking the notes from his teachers. And then when Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah gained the knowledge, he thought that there was a need to start writing and publishing books. So Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, at the age of 30, nearly 30, he started writing extensively. And he wrote many, many books, many books. And some of the famous books that are known until today are, one of them is the Sharh of Sahih Muslim. It's not only Sharh Muslim. Imam Muslim rahimahullah, when he compiled his book Sahih Muslim, he compiled the ahadith in that book, but he did not give any heading, as we find in other books of hadith, like in Sahih al-Bukhari and Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Nasa'i and Ibn Majah and other books of hadith. We find that the muhaddith, the one who compiles the ahadith, the muhaddith, the author of the book himself, he gives the heading, and under the heading he narrates the hadith, he quotes the hadith. But Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, when he compiled Sahih Muslim, he did not add any heading at all. And Muslims, they continued learning and studying his book Sahih Muslim for centuries until Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah came, and he started making the headings based on his understanding of those ahadith. So he has set the abwab and the headings and the Sahih Muslim that we find nowadays that is published, and it has headings before the ahadith. These headings are made or created by Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. This is one of his great works. And on top of this, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he wrote the Sharh of Sahih Muslim as well. And this is one of the most famous Sharh and explanation of the hadith that Imam Muslim rahimahullah has collected in his Sahih. So this is one of his works. Another one is called Al-Majmu'. Al-Majmu' is again a great book of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. And this is also another book, Riyadu Salihin, and Arba'een An-Nawawiyya, or Arba'oon An-Nawawiyya, 40 hadith that are very, very famous worldwide. And it has been translated in many languages. That book is also compiled by Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah. So he wrote extensively to the level that his students have said that if we were to count the number of pages that Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has wrote in terms of his books, if we were to gather all of his books, and if we were to count the pages of his books all together, we will come to know that he would write 40 pages every single day. Or in other words, if we were to divide the number of the pages of his books on the days of his life, it would come to 40 pages a day. 40 pages a day. And obviously that time there was no computer, and there were no the pens like these pens. Rather, it used to be the pen made of wood and then ink, and this type of writing was known that time. So Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he wrote extensively. And these 40 pages a day, not from the time when he started writing at the age of 30, rather 40 pages a day comes to the day when he was born. Basically, if we were to divide the number of pages of his books on the days of his whole life, then from the day when he was born until the day of his death, we find that it comes to 40 pages every single day. Subhanallah. To that level. So it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created such people for the service of his religion and for the preservation of his religion, as Allah dhul jalali Quran promised in the Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he was very pious. He was very pious and he was engaged in seeking knowledge and teaching and writing books. He wrote books on fiqh, he wrote books on hadith, and this is one of his great work, Riyadu Saliheen. And at the beginning of his books, he explains the reason why he compiled this book. In this book, he compiled the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that were collected by many muhaddithin before him. So Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he died at the age of 45. 45 according to lunar years, according to Hijra calendar. Because he was born in the year 631 after Hijra, and he died in the year 676 after the Hijra, which comes to altogether 45 years. But if we were to convert it into Gregorian calendar, it comes to the age of 42. He died at the age of 42. But look at his work, subhanallah. And especially these two are very well-known books. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted acceptance and qabool to these two books, the 40 Ahadith and Riyadu Saliheen. These two books have been translated in so many languages. And they are, even if you go on Google or YouTube, you will find almost in every single language the explanation of these books. And particularly this book, Riyadu Saliheen, this is the book that is studied since then for the tarbiyah. And this is the whole purpose of choosing this book for this class. Imam al-Nawawi rahmahullah, he begins his book with muqaddima and with the introduction. He himself begins the book with introduction, starting with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying Alhamdulillah al-Wahid al-Qahar, and then saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah al-Barr al-Kareem al-Ra'uf al-Rahim wa Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Then he goes on, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. He says, وَهَذَا تَصْرِيحٌ بِأَنَّهُمْ خُلِقُوا الْعِبَادَةِ. This is a clear evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his slaves for his worship. فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمْ الْإِعْتِنَاءُ بِمَا خُلِقُوا لَهُ. Now it is the duty and the obligation of the slaves of Allah to take care of this purpose for which they have been created. And then he quotes the ayah from the Quran, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. And then he goes on to the extent that he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. He says, I wanted to help my fellow Muslims, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues helping his slave as long as the slave continues helping his brother or sister in Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, مَنْ دَلَّ عَلَى خَيْرٍ فَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ فَاعِلِ. Whoever guides someone towards a good deed, he gains the reward and he is entitled to the reward of similar to the reward of the person who does perform that good deed to which he has directed someone. وَأَنَّهُ قَالَ مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى هُدًى كَانَ لَهُ مِنَ الْأَجْرِ مِثْلُ أُجُورِ مَنْ تَبِعَهُ لَا يَنْقُصُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْئًا. And he also said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever calls someone towards a guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him a reward similar to the reward of those who act upon that guidance. And without deducting any kind of reward from the person who follows that guidance and from the person who guides towards that guidance. And he also quoted the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, فَوَاللَّهِ لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعْمِ. That by Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides because of you or through you one single individual, it is better for you than the red Arabian camels. And red Arabian camels were the best form of beast at that time. So it is as if you say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides through you one individual, it is better for you from an aeroplane. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has quoted the hadith, and then he says, فَرَأَيْتُ أَنْ أَجْمَعَ مُخْتَصَرًا مِنَ الْأَحَادِيثِ الصَّحِيحَةِ. So based on these ahadith and the ayat of the Quran, and bearing in mind the purpose of our creation, and bearing in mind that we have to help each other in guiding to guiding each other towards the religion of Allah Dhul Jalali Quran, and encouraging each other to perform the good deeds, رَأَيْتُ, I decided, أَنْ أَجْمَعَ مُخْتَصَرًا مِنَ الْأَحَادِيثِ الصَّحِيحَةِ, that I should compile a short book based on the authentic ahadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, مُشْتَمِلًا عَلَى مَا يَكُونُ طَرِيقًا لِصَاحِبِهِ الْآخِرَةِ, the ahadith that particularly can guide the person towards the hereafter, so the person can better his akhlaq, his character, and his adab. جامعاً للترغيب والترهيب وسائر أنواع آداب السالكين من أحاديث الزهد. So he says, I try to compile in this book, or collect or quote in this book, the ahadith related to spirituality, to the zuhud particularly. And then he says, وَأَلْتَزِمُ فِيهِ أَلَّا أَذْكُرَ إِلَّا حَدِيثًا صَحِيحًا. I tried not to mention in this book except an authentic hadith. So according to Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he has collected and he has quoted in this book only Sahih Ahadith. Although some of the scholars that came after him, they said there are some narrations, some Ahadith that are weak, okay? But most of them, they are authentic, okay? For example, Imam Albani rahimahullah, he went through all those ahadith of this book, and he pointed out that there are around 40 ahadith that are actually weak and da'if. Altogether, there are nearly 1900 ahadith, 1900 ahadith in this book. Out of all these 1900, Imam Albani rahmahullah says that around 40 ahadith are weak. But Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he himself classified those ahadith sahih according to his knowledge, according to his judgment. And this can be based of many, it can be based on many reasons. One of them, as we said, is probably Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he had some lineage, or some loose criteria for judging the ahadith. That is why he thought those weak ahadith to be authentic as well. That is why he included in his book. Although he said at the beginning, in the introduction of the book, أَلْتَزِمُ فِيهِ أَلَّا أَذْكُرَ إِلَّا حَدِيثًا صَحِيحًا, that I will mention in this book only sahih hadith. So it means that whatever Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned in this hadith, in this book, any hadith that Imam An-Nawawi has quoted in this book, according to his knowledge, is authentic. Secondly, one of the reasons, as the scholars have explained, can be that Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he just went by the opinion of his predecessors. For example, he would quote the hadith from Sunan Abi Dawood, The hadith that Imam Abu Dawood rahmahullah has collected in his book Sunan Abi Dawood, and without making any comments on that hadith, because Imam Abu Dawood rahmahullah, he says about his own book Sunan Abi Dawood, whatever I have collected in this book and I have not commented, I have not said that this is not authentic or this is weak, according to me it is authentic. So when Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah quotes a hadith in his book Sunan Abi Dawood and he does not mention that the hadith is weak, according to Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, that hadith is sahih. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah simply took the hadith from Sunan Abi Dawood and he included in his book, because Imam Abu Dawood classified the hadith as sahih. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he accepted that. So this is one of the reasons that he says, I mention in this book only sahih ahadith, because his predecessors, the previous scholars, they classified those ahadith to be sahih. One of the reasons can be that those ahadith are generally related to the virtues, al-fada'il. And there have been great scholars, there are many scholars who are of the opinion that the hadith that is weak, not very weak, that has a bit of weakness, slight weakness in the chain, in the sanad, and the hadith is not related to any fiqh matter or any matter related to aqidah, rather it is for encouragement, for the reward. The hadith mentions the reward of performing certain good deeds. So those ahadith are known as ahadith al-targhib or ahadith al-fada'il. So according to many muhaddithin, many scholars, weak ahadith are accepted in this chapter. So these type of weak ahadith are accepted because they are not related to your aqidah, they are not related to your belief, they are not directly related to any fiqh ruling. That is why it is okay. So you can take it, because all those ahadith say is to encourage people to perform certain good deeds. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he held that opinion. That is why he thought those 40 ahadith to be authentic. That is why he collected and he quoted in his book. And finally, in the introduction of this book, Riyadus Salihin, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he says, وأرجو إن تم هذا الكتاب أن يكون سائقا للمعتني به إلى الخيرات. I hope if I complete this book, subhanallah, while he was writing, he remembered his death and he was not sure whether he would be able to complete this book. He said, إن تم هذا الكتاب, if this book is completed, then I hope أن يكون سائقا للمعتني به للخيرات, it can be very good guide for someone who wants to excel in performing good deeds. حاجزا له عن أنواع القبائح والمهلكات, and then this book can be one of the means of creating barrier from committing any kind of sins. وَأَنَا سَائِلٌ أَخًا يَنْ إِنْتَفَعَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ لِي. Subhanallah. Look at the comments and his request. And we should accept his request. He says, وَأَنَا سَائِلٌ أَخًا إِنْتَفَعَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ لِي. Any of my brother who reads this book and benefits from it, I request him to make dua for me, وَلِوَالِدَيْ, and for my parents, وَمَشَايِخِي, and for my teachers, وَسَائِرِ أَحْبَابِنَا, all of my friends and colleagues, وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ جَمِيعًا, and for all the Muslims. And this is Imam An-Nawawi's request. So right at the beginning, we do make dua for him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his ranks in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be gathered with him in paradise. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to add this book in the scale of his good deeds on the day of judgment. Because since he wrote this book, people have benefited and people have corrected the akhlaq, people have rectified their mistakes and the errors, and people have given up the sins and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by benefiting from this very book. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy on this great scholar, Imam An-Nawawi, rahimahullah, rahimahullahu rahmatan wasi'a, wa adkhalahu fi jannat al-firdaus. And then finally he says, wa 'alallahi al-kareem i'timadi wa ilayhi tafwidi wa istinadi. Upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my reliance. Wa hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aziz al-hakeem. So this was the introduction that Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah wrote for his book Riyadu Salihin. And then Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, he begins the book with very, very important chapter, that is Al-Ikhlas wa Ihdaru Niyya fi jami'i al-a'mali wal-aqwal al-barizati wal-khafiyya. He says the chapter of sincerity, wa ihdaru niyya, and to have the niyyat, or to revive the niyya and the intention, to refresh the intention whenever you are going to perform any good deed, whenever you are going to utter any statement, any deed, al-bariza wal-khafiyya, the deeds that are open, the deeds that are performed in public, wal-khafiyya, and the deeds that are performed in secrecy and privacy. It is very important. So we are going to stop here, inshallah, and next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we are going to begin this book with this chapter, Babu al-Ikhlasi wa Ihdar al-Niyya, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah dhul jalal ikram grants us ikhlas and sincerity in all of our deeds and actions and statements. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah dhul jalal ikram enables us to benefit from this book and to improve our spirituality and to rectify our mistakes and our errors. Innahu sami'un qaribun mujib, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.